Well, welcome to The Green Hour. It's our 140th episode, and today we'll be talking with one of the winners of the South African Association of Energy Efficiency, the award winners from 2014. Today we speak with the winner in the Energy Patron of the Year category. It's awarded to an individual who's made a significant contribution in the field of energy consumption by reducing the use of energy resources in South Africa. Now, he's no stranger here to The Green Hour. In fact, he's been a guest before. It's Dr. Marco Lotz, and he joins us now on the line. Marco, lovely to have you with us. Good morning.
Morning, Gareth, and morning to your listeners.
Lovely to have you with us. I know you've been traveling all over. What have you been up to lately?
Gareth, this is a fascinating part of the year. So I'm fully employed by Nedbank, as you know, and your listeners know. So we just finished our annual results. We have wrapped up the carbon footprint of the bank and the water consumption, and now we set in place new targets for the new year, and we're fully on board now to really make things happen.
That's wonderful. Of course, with this budget speech 2 weeks ago, bringing through a few surprises regarding energy efficiency. We're all waiting to hear about carbon tax for 2016. It really is an exciting time for environmentalists and those who are passionate about sustainability in South Africa.
Gareth, you're right. It's also a bit of an uncertain period, but that with the uncertainty is great opportunity. So the two things that's really important from the budget speech, maybe three things. The one will be fuel price increases, which is obviously not good news for the consumer.
Yeah.
The second point will be the increase in energy efficiency rebates, and how to access this remains one of the things we need to sort out and work on. And the third one is the carbon tax, and phasing it in from the 1st of January 2016 gives us some information, some background, but we're eagerly waiting for more detail. And again, for your listeners, one should be positioned in such a way to take advantage of these changes.
Well, last week we spoke with Barry Breedencombe from Sinedi, so we covered a little bit about 12L and the tax incentives and giving business an opportunity there. But perhaps on this carbon tax, we know it was delayed already. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Are we delaying the inevitable here, Marco?
Well, look, I think what is inevitable is that on some basis we need to price in environmental externalities. Now, that's a very complicated way of saying the polluter should pay. And that's as simple as it is. If you can do that via carbon tax or various other instruments, we can talk about that and we can talk about how it should be implemented. But it's absolutely crucial for the listeners to position themselves so that they can actually benefit from the carbon tax. So as example, you know, this is an exceptionally good time to be in the renewable energy space, but it is a very difficult time to be in, let's just say, maybe the cementitious industry or the steel industry, because those industries feel that they are stuck. They simply cannot use less electricity, and they simply need to have a certain recipe by which they need to make steel. So the positioning is crucial. So that one can benefit from the carbon tax and not necessarily whether it comes in and in what form it will be.
Yeah. Look, we don't want to talk about it too much because we actually want to talk about your award, but just perhaps wrapping it up in terms of the carbon tax, you know, a lot of people wanting to know, well, are they going to be affected by small business? I think a lot of people are not really certain of the parameters and conditions going into 2016. I know it's not totally clear, but who's really going to be affected in terms of paying carbon tax?
In the end, the carbon tax will, to a certain amount, affect every single person. So it can be the industry that makes steel products or make glass products, but it will also maybe reflect in fuel prices or electricity levies.
Yes.
So we already know that the electricity levy did increase, I think, from 3.5 cents to 5.5 or thereabout. Now, we do see a world in which that levy might be taken out, and we then call it a carbon tax. But it doesn't matter how you tell the story, the moment you use energy or the moment you use a product produced by energy, one will be affected.
Okay, and perhaps just one more, you know, why are we pursuing this carbon tax thing? Why is South Africa adamant that this must happen?
Well, this is also a really, really interesting question. If you speak to different people, you will get different opinions, and the one opinion is it's another source of revenue, and that should be pursued due to state coffers needing a bit more revenue. And completely on the other hand, you also get the opinion that this will really, really force people to pollute less. As example, the Treasury, National Treasury points out that since diesel prices has gone up, people are using less diesel.
Yeah.
So the fact that something costs more leads to less pollution because people use it less. So there's a whole spectrum of ideas and possible motives that people do think the carbon tax will build into.
Well, we're certainly in for an exciting couple of months for those of us who watch the sustainability space quite closely. Now, you won the 2014 SAE Patron of the Year Award. Can you tell us a little bit about your sustainability career? I mean, you've been involved in this for years. You've been pioneering it in many ways for, you know, in South Africa, particularly for Nedbank. Tell us about your involvement.
Gareth, I think the first important thing to remember is, although one changes career every now and then or job every now and then, this is, all of these things are a group effort. And you might change the group you are playing in, but still, one can simply not achieve this by oneself. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate when I finished studying engineering. I had a small consultancy taking a chance on me as a graduate, and they gave me opportunity. From there, moved into the carbon consultancy space. I had also a small carbon consultancy with a business partner, and then became part of the Nedbank team. Mm-hmm. But irrespective of which part of my career we focus on, I was surrounded by great people, mostly with the right motives.
Fantastic. And the opportunity for Nedbank, how long have you been there?
I've been at Nedbank now going on 5 years, and I started off consulting to Nedbank as part of the small carbon consultancy. And in 2010, Nedbank became carbon neutral, and that was then the exact time that I also moved to Nedbank.
Wonderful.
And permanently became employed by them. And it's a fascinating, fascinating world in that we don't only reduce our pollution, but Nedbank Group actually goes out, buys carbon credits, and gets their carbon footprint to zero. So imagine a world in which every company Excellent. And each person will be able to do that.
That's amazing. Well, sustainability certainly is the hot word at the moment, the topic that everyone's talking about. Companies are looking at sustainability environmentally, even just trying to survive, never mind sustain. What's your take on this whole move towards sustainability? Is this really going to be the in word that's going to really take us to this next level? And is it a genuine movement that we're seeing at the moment?
Gareth, well, I think it's important to realize that sustainability, depending on who you ask to, can have three components, five components, but let's keep it simple and keep it to three components, and that is you need to be financially sustainable, you need to be environmentally sustainable, and also socially, culturally, depending on which other aspects you want to add. So sustainability is not the opposite of making money, and that's crucial. So going forward, people will continue, and your listeners especially, will continue to shop with their wallets, and that will force companies to be more sustainable. So on a very internal capitalistic view, sustainability will help you to maybe optimize your fuel consumption. As we spoke, diesel is quite expensive, so reducing diesel consumption is part of sustainability. On the other hand, it also leads to more strategic positioning for companies, even small companies, even companies that want to be vendors to bigger companies. So there's a definite angle. But look, I do agree that because sustainability is a buzzword, you can get companies with a very beautiful story in an annual report, but if you go a bit deeper, then there isn't much backing that up. So we must be vigilant to make sure that the concept of sustainability remains truthful.
Well, I think I love what you said there, because I think there was a bit of pressure perhaps on the fact that Nedbank is the green bank, you know, in color, that you would have to seriously be walking the talk of sustainability. And tell us a little bit about some of your involvement and what you've actually been able to do with your team at Nedbank.
Well, within Nedbank, the first primary focus is we need to reduce our own pollution. We do not have a foothold to stand or a place to stand if we are not doing what we are saying other companies should do. So energy consumption, for example, has decreased significantly within the bank, based on a full-time employee basis, based on a square meter basis. Nedbank has got, if I remember correctly, 4 Green Star rated buildings at present. So, and all of this is done not simply because of PR, but also because it reduces the operational expenditure. Then if one step further, if we take a look at the external world, and please, for yourself and your listeners, please have a look at the Fair Share 2030 website, where you can see the long-term goals identified by the bank, which will be access to energy, access to affordable housing and water and sanitation and education. And these are the things that we need to finance and we need to work on as sustainability practitioners to get South Africa to the country we want it to
Excellent.
Be. And that's beneficial to everyone.
Excellent. You of course then won the South African Energy Efficiency Convention Patron of the Year. That went with the South African National Energy Association Energy Efficiency Award. You've also had the Carbon Footprinting Guide written. It's been a good couple of successful years, and I'm sure, as you say, your team has been right there alongside you. It's been a big team effort. What can we expect next from you? What's your What are you seeing unveiling and the next couple of steps in terms of this whole carbon footprinting and the things that you'd like to see happen with Nedbank and you'd like to get involved with?
Gareth, I think what we are eagerly working on will be the next version of the Carbon Footprinting Guide. So on the web, it's freely downloadable, version 1.1. One can simply type in the Carbon Footprinting Guide in your favorite web browser. And version 2 will come out later this year, July, August, thereabout. We're waiting for updated emission factors. And part of that journey is to get the general public on board on how to address the looming carbon tax. So if it is phased in from the 1st of January 2016, then it might not be, or the carbon tax might not commence the 1st of January 2016, but we all need to take a position. Yes. And a large part of what I try to do personally and what Nedbank tries to do and the team tries to do is get a lot of the information out there. It doesn't cost anything, but we need to have upskilled people within the communities and in schools. That's why the guide is also freely available. It's used as a textbook, so that we can all speak the same language and have the same common understanding, although we can differ on different points. And that was so fascinating about getting the South African Energy Efficiency Convention Patron of the Year Award, in that it's peer-nominated and chosen by my peers, by our peers. And it's a great privilege to get that.
Wonderful.
Especially since we don't always agree in industry. So somehow we need to be able to respectfully, with a focus on respectfully, disagree, but still work in the same direction. Mm.